If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
Pet Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson Schott is listening. We'll move on to the governor. He wants he texts me to please move back to the governor. That's Let's not spend time on Sand Hills Global.
Do you know Carson Schott, governor?
He runs 1890. He's the collective.
I don't know him. I know the other guys, but I have not met Carson. All I know is I got to listen to Coach Rule at Big Ten. I listened to the video, and you know he gave shout outs about 10 times to the Pede family. Thank God for the
Absolutely.
Pede family because of their investment to make sure.
Right.
I mean. Hardcore reality, we have to have people that have been blessed to be willing to invest because what I love about NIL is today we can compete with anybody because of good people like the Pedes. Back in the old day, Southwest, those guys cheated all the time. They paid players. Oklahoma State played players. Now we can, you know, we never would cross that line because we're Nebraska. We do it the right way. Now we can compete. We can bring the greatest players here because we'll figure it out and then they can have the incredible experience. So, I think it's been a great thing for Nebraska.
Are you suggesting there was cheating in the Southwestern Conference?
and a lot of other places. There could have even been some in the Big Eight. So,
We talked of that, when people ask me, what about this NIL stuff and portal? And I go, you Nebraska fan? I'm like, yes. I go, embrace it.
Yeah.
I said, this is good for Nebraska. Because we have that, because financially the university is in great shape. A lot of places are not in the same shape financially that the University of Nebraska is in.
Yeah, no question. It's because of the fans filling Memorial Stadium up since 1962 and good fiscal leadership over the years. And, you know, the other one, I don't know how kids see it today, but it would seem to me that as everybody is so cognizant of what it takes to take care of your body, that the other huge advantage that we have when we have X numbers of teams in a conference from the East Coast to the West Coast, we're in the middle of the world. And if you're a athlete, if you're a coach, being cutting a travel time in half, I mean, when you'd have to go to the West Coast to the East Coast and then play another game somewhere else, that's got to be an extraordinary drain. It has to give us a competitive advantage and it has to help student athletes become more effective at what they do because they don't have to go through that grind.
Absolutely. We talked about this a little off air, but I want to hit it again because how people operate. We talked about the sleep conversation in sports is just insane. And that was one of the things that, I mean, with Urban Meyer, we would talk, when I was with him, we talk about the temperature of the room, the amount of sleep you have to get,
really?
All these things. Oh, it was insane, because you can't perform without rest. So we talked off air, but Governor, can you please talk about what it's like for you, and then how do you rest? Because
you
have to be in front of people. You have to be so sharp all the time. How do you do it?
You know, there's a couple things that are really, really important to me. I enjoy working out, and the exercise and the lifting and the running, that's a key piece. I don't do it every day, but I do it so that that helps me with the rest. But I used to not have to have a lot of rest, but today, you know, I have to get rest. I've got to be in bed. I'm not going to say I can sleep the full time, but I got to be laid down for 8 hours. I've got to, I've got to recover. You know, I'm pushed out of my comfort zone. I'm way out of my comfort zone. It takes a lot of energy. And so, you know, I have to recover. I know who I am, and I know that if I don't have energy, I'm worthless to anybody. And so I've got to protect that. I've got to maintain my energy, and rest is the only way. And eating good is the only way I know how to do that.
Do you find that your days as an athlete carry into discussions like this?
Oh, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. It was a great training program. And discipline, you know, Coach Osborne. I mean, if there's one, I mean, we learned a gob of things, but if there's one word that always sticks out, it's discipline. Discipline to stay doing your best, stay in a groove, keep it simple, and keep getting better at it every day. And so, yeah, that's critical. You have to stay disciplined. So there's lots of noise. You can't let noise distract you, and you can't let noise distract your rest, take your energy from you. You just can't let that happen.
That's a discipline in itself.
You just have to stay focused on it, and you know, do the best you can every day. There's always exceptions. There's things that can pull you, but it is, and it's important for every listener. You know, the more we can stay in a routine. I'm a believer in functional life. As you get older, there's the thing called the geriatric curve.
Uh-huh.
It's really, really important we maintain our health. I'm a big fan. I was out at DC with Make America Healthy Again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of it. I've been talking about processed foods, how it's starvation in the midst of plenty. I've been talking about it for over 30 years. The quote gurus 30 years ago started saying cattle protein and pork protein were causing all the health problems. I said, you guys are from Mars. It's the processed foods that are cheap, that publicly traded companies have duped Americans on. And we've got to get back to farmers market, fresh diet food for our kids to eat. So they're not eating these nachos and these Doritos and all this.
Twinkies.
Yeah. Think of
Cool
that.
Ranch somebody Doritos.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Singers.
Somebody just said, you know, these kids eat Twinkies. Are you kidding me? How would we ever do that? It's nuts.
You know what's going on right now? Yeah. We're getting a lesson in aging grace.
We are.
You are. Yeah, we definitely are.
We're getting a complete
from
note.
The governor.
Also, would anybody be surprised if all of a sudden you're watching Yellowstone or Landman and the governor's on there? I mean, I can't believe
you have
that,
to watch.
I can't believe that Costner hasn't reached out. Is he not the perfect?
He has.
He'd be the perfect character. All of a sudden, riding up on a horse and getting. Can you see him? Oh, he'd be so good.
You wear the white hat, right? Cowboy hat?
My cowboy friend said, Pillen, until you learn how to ride a horse, you can't ride it. You can't wear a
hat. Can't wear a hat.
So I'm back learning.
Do you ever get to say that to somebody? All hat, no cattle? Do you ever say that to somebody? I'd love to hear you say it.
I haven't, but by God, I might need to. I'll keep that line. Thank
I'll
you.
Be going to hell.
Yeah. But you're my Governor Pillen studio. Going back to NIL for a second, I'm curious from your playing time in the 70s to now, it helps Nebraska in terms of getting great players because you said the fan base is wonderful. But within the locker room, you know, some guys are making different, you know, bigger amounts of money than other guys. If that was in your time, how would that have, you know, changed the camaraderie in the locker room?
Yeah. You know, I think that the first thing that would come to my mind is the leadership. Coach Osborne, Coach Rule, getting everybody to understand. You know, the thing that's so beautiful about football is, and it doesn't matter whether we're talking about money or where we're from and what the circumstances are, but to get everybody to understand how critical team is. And, you know, it's not about you. It's about the team. And so I think that I have 100% confidence if we had all that happen, Coach Osborne would have kept us all focused on our role and our team and not let any of those distractions happen. And I have 100% confidence. I'm not around Coach Rule every day, but I'm around him enough. I have extraordinary belief and confidence in him that yeah, they talk about it and that it's not going to be a distraction. It's focused on the team and the greater good of what the heck we're trying to do.
Governor Pillen.
That's the part that's so awesome about football.
Yeah.
Right? It makes that sport so unique.
I just interrupted the governor.
You cut him off. Right. He's in the middle of it. So close.
Now, what I wanted to ask you is, why do you think Osborne Tom could have functioned in this world? Sometimes you hear people say, he had amazing success during his time, but he couldn't do it now. What do you think?
Oh, man, let's just talk about his life. So he was an extraordinary athlete. He became an incredible coach, 25 years, never winning less than 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
Then, oh, by the way, then he becomes a United States congressman.
Mm-hmm.
And then he becomes athletic director. And now he's, you know, still chairing the teammates mentoring program that's touching over 10,000 kids. And the ripple effect is he's in the generations of kids that became mentees that are now mentors. So, I mean, Coach has adjusted to everything under the sun. This would be just another little step.
He could do it.
Oh, not a shadow of a doubt.
Jake asked the question about the – I'll ask you, this is Jake's question, is that the government has been leaned on. Now, that's the constant conversation is we need help from the government on NIL. Thoughts?
You know, whoever's coming up with that thought, I'd be really, really saying be careful what the heck you ask for. I'm not a believer government can fix a heck of a lot. I think government, as your governor, I believe we got too much government. I believe that we need to be focusing government on what government should be doing. Government's supposed to keep us safe. Government's supposed to get our children educated. Government needs, we need to have roads and infrastructure. To say that somebody in government, elected officials, are going to be the folks that are going to figure out NIL, pun intended, that's hogwash.
That's great information.
Wow.
That is great information. This aging gracefully, like that. I'll listen to this whole interview. I can't wait to get out of here to listen to the show again.
Back to kind of just college football talk here. I think about this all the time, what Troy Dannon's trying to do, raise millions and millions of dollars for the stadium project. In this climate, can you put in perspective while you're paying the players, while you have these new line items that you didn't have when, you know, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Put in perspective that challenge that the current AD has.
Yeah, well, I'm really grateful that Troy's our AD because he sees the full field. He's not afraid to embrace something. He's not afraid to enter into what somebody might perceive as being controversial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have great confidence in Troy in this, in that whole umbrella, because all I ever hear him say is, we are going to invest every dollar to make sure we win. We have to win. And so, you know, if in the end, I don't know what it all is going to take. That game is changing every day. But if that means I got to keep sitting on a bench to watch a plank wooden bench to make sure we win, I'll be there. Mm-hmm. Right. Because that's what's the most, we have to have the resources tunneled so that we can win, that we can attract and can compete with the big boys in Texas and the Nike guys and all that. We have to compete with that. So we've got to make sure we use our resources judiciously to do that. And, you know, I don't know what will come in. I don't know what the conferences will do. But, you know, the good news is we in Nebraska and our leadership, Coach Rule and Troy, believe that it's not all about the money. We have to be competitive. But we, you know, the NFL proves that, right?
Yep.
College, professional sports. We don't need to have the most money. but we got to have enough money to compete.
That's it.
And you, and we talk about all the time in football also, is like every place I've been, where what are they doing? Which means you had to know when you're at LSU what Alabama was doing, what Georgia was doing, what they look like. You had to know that going on. Like, oh, we'll just worry about ourselves. True, but you better know what these, when you get out there on Saturdays and all of a sudden you got to play Auburn and you got to play, and you, like I said, you got to play Georgia and you got to play Alabama, Florida. You better know what they're doing.
Well, and that was a beautiful example of what started coaches run is the first few years when.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Alabama, when Oklahoma went to the wishbone, had recruited extraordinary speed. We didn't have that speed.
Nope.
So we had to adjust. So you have to know what everyone else is doing, and no matter what the scenario is, because if you don't, you're going to roll.
Probably one of the biggest moves that coach made, most likely, would be that going to the athletic quarterback.
Yeah.
Going to a running quarterback. Going to the
Turner Gill
was to make that change, to be like, okay, we're going to, because before when he was the offensive coordinator, it was drop back.
You had David Hum, and then you had Vince.
Vince like that. I mean, NFL
Vince
guys.
Vince Ferragamo.
Yeah, NFL guys. Yeah. Taggy was a drop back guy.
Yeah, he didn't run.
Yeah, didn't run. So, but he made that change, and probably was because having to, when he talked to his defensive staff and players, he had to defend the Oklahoma wishbone. What's the biggest issue? It's not so much the wishbone, it's the guys running the wishbone.
100.
Is what it looked like. So that was a big change. And guess what he did? Just like you said, he adapted. And said, yeah, he got it done.
And knew what the other folks were doing.
I don't want to put you on the spot on this. I just can't help it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. No. But I'll phrase
this is Columbus to Columbus. This is fine. It's Columbus to Columbus.
Columbus connection.
Yes.
It's when you ask the questions of a governor, they mean more. do you have an expectation for the football program right now? What is the governor's expectation? Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I would use this as an expectation. The thing that I hope takes place is that Coach Rhule and his staff will get all of these kids to get the gift of belief like Coach Osborne gave it to us. The gift of belief is all we're missing. These kids just simply have to believe they're the best team and that they're going to win. There was never a time. We didn't win them all, but the thing that was awesome that all of us that got to play for Coach Osborne, that was really, really special. There wasn't a shadow of a doubt we were going to win every game. There was not a shadow of a doubt that we weren't going to beat this team no matter what the circumstances were. So that, you know, I'm a believer in the gift of belief. If you believe you can't, you're 100% correct.
That's not right.
That can be elusive, though, the gift of belief.
It goes back to discipline. It goes back to what you're doing. If you're always doing the best you can be and believe the biggest game is competing against yourself, you're going to have the gift of belief.
Coach Pillen.
This is, yeah, coach, governor, player, everything. He does everything. Like somebody, by the way, someone commented, we talked about health earlier and, you know, fitness. Genghis, one of our loyal listeners, says, you're looking jacked, governor. He's watching on the video cast. So
yeah, he should be on TV.
He's giving you compliments. You're looking swole.
He should be
Genghis.
On TV.
He could be on TV like Costner.
Yeah, he could be like Costner like that. Be a landman. He could be
just
on there.
Just a dysfunctional family.
Yeah, just riding craziness. In on a horse like that. Riding that, wearing a
that's
hat.
Fun.
Yeah,
I'd be good on this show to ride a horse. Yes, I could do that. I could gallop on a horse with
gallop
white
in
hat.
With his white hat. Imagine that. Imagine if we're watching again. All of a sudden, I'll be go to hell. That's our governor. There's Pillen. Pillen's on a horse. What's he doing? He's on TV. We're gonna push this. This is something we're
Bill
gonna.
Bill will push
I,
it. Too.
I don't think
oh,
I
don't,
won't.
Yeah, don't push.
There'll
it.
Be
yeah,
a phone
put
call
it
made.
Bill pushes.
100%.
Well, I think it's we're gonna play the game show, and this is
wait a second
in Governor Pillen's wheelhouse. So I want you to be the lifeline today. Is that all right?
All right.
Okay.
Bill, are you okay?
No, I think we're gonna be okay. Okay.
Bill is usually the lifeline.
He usually okay. is. Today's okay. topic is. The 1976 Nebraska football season.
Okay. Wow. 1976.
You feel pretty good about that?
Freshman year, sophomore year?
Redshirt sophomore
year. Redshirt sophomore
year.
Year.
Yeah, sophomore. I've had great conversations. You guys will like this. So we're preseason ranked number one in the country. My brother Cleet and Vince Verragama are co-captains. First game of the year, we go down to Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. And as I've told the Governor Landry, Jeff Landry's become a good friend. He's a hoot. Great, great guy, makes a lot of things happen. And I told him, I said, gee, it's the most extraordinary stadium that I played in because, you know, it was a 7 o'clock at night game. You could not hear one word. Everything was hand signals. But the one I'll never forget is they had the tiger outside the
right outside, they
right
take
outside the locker room and people are poking this tiger's growling and over.
Whoa.
So they've taken, you'll love this. They've taken the tiger away, but for one big game last year, Jeff Landry got the tiger back in the stadium.
Got him back
so
in
I
the
thought
stadium.
That was good. But yeah, I remember that. That was an extraordinary, extraordinary game. We ended up being a 6-6 tie, but it was that was a great indoctrination to intense high level college football.
Can you imagine coming out of the locker room and they have a live tiger in there, and they would poke him with sticks. PETA got a little down on that.
And then,
yeah, they would. They would to make him growl.
1976, we played at Indiana. And, you know, so Lee Corso.
That's yes. And
Lee Corso was the coach. We're out doing our everything, and Indiana's nowhere to be found. It's 5 minutes before kickoff.
Okay.
And here they come. Here Lee Corso comes with the team driving in a double-layered bus down the line and thinking he'd get his guys fired up more with that. So that was a Lee Corso doing crazy stuff back in 19.
How'd that go?
We rolled him pretty good.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. It didn't go so well. Imagine after the game, probably shouldn't have done the bus thing. At least
1976.
And then of course the tough one was Oklahoma in Memorial Stadium. And we had the better team, beat the tar out of them. And we got beat late with a halfback pass and a flea flicker, and it was absolutely devastating. One of the worst moments. Never forget it.
If you think you know as much about the 1976 football team as Governor Pillen,
go ahead, try it.
Good luck. 4-6.
You know the third left tackle.
5-6.
He's my roommate.
Shut up, Tipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
A special lifeline today for Sip is Governor Pillen, who was on the 1976 Nebraska football
team. What if Tony Davis calls in to make it interesting?
That'd be tough.
What if TD calls in?
You could. We do have Randy. How do you feel about the 1976 Nebraska football team, Randy?
Better times, sir, maybe.
Better times.
Better times.
Thank
all right.
you.
Good job, Randy.
First question goes to you, Randy, and Sip has Governor Pillen for a lifeline. This should be a layup, I think, Randy. Who is Nebraska's starting quarterback in the 1976 football season? For Randy here.
1976.
5, 4.
Vince
Ferragamo. There we go.
Oh,
brilliant.
Simple. Mouth the words to me. Who was it? We just talked about him.
Yeah, but
we just he just said 1976. This is our quarterback. Yep. Ring number
thought
one.
Might have been home. But anyway.
1-0 lead.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Sip for you and Governor's in play here.
He's my lifeline.
For your lifeline. Yeah. What defensive back and punt returner was a consensus All-American in 1976 with 4 interceptions and 2 blocked kicks among his accolades?
He's a fabulous Wonder Mons.
No.
Oh, why would you not look at him? Oh.
The governor is sitting right here to help.
Wonder Mons was the monster back. He wasn't the punt returner.
And he was gone.
He wasn't even on the team. We're going to lose 1976 because Simple just went off the rails.
Does Randy?
No, we're not.
Randy,
and he knows the
this
answer.
This is a long
look
game.
At him.
Randy, do you want to steal this or not?
Say the question again, please. Yeah.
Defensive back and punt returner was a consensus All-American in 1976 with 4 interceptions and 2 blocked kicks among his accolades for that season.
Punt returner, you said?
And defensive back mostly, yeah. You don't have to take this. You get a point wrong if you get to... go ahead.
I don't know. I'll pass.
Okay. Yeah, you know what the answer was, Governor? Who was it?
That'd have to be Butterfield.
It was Butterfield.
You had it right here.
Didn't Butter have a 98-yard return against Missouri? Interception return?
No, that went the other way. I can't remember the. They had a 98-yard touchdown.
Again, I thought Butter had a long one.
Come on. Who's Butter?
Hold on.
I want to say something.
What?
Butterfield.
Dave Butterfield's not a household name.
That's why you had a lifeline. Wonder Mons wasn't even on the team.
All right. We're still in the game. Here's Governor. It's a long game.
But here's the problem, though. If he gets this right, the game's over.
Yeah. Randy, just miss the question so we can continue on.
Randy, for the win, last question. Who led Nebraska in receiving yards with 561 and receiving touchdowns with 7 in 1976?
Tim Smith?
No.
All right.
Not Tim.
Okay, we're going
to... All right, hold on now.
You don't have to take this.
So the score, announce the score, please.
It's 1-0 Randy leads over you and Governor.
We're trying to tie this.
So here's the question. Governor, do you have the answer?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I'm using my lifeline.
We know we could lose a point here. I think you take the shot at it.
No, this is the Governor. He knows what's going on.
Chuck Melito.
The mosquito!
The answer was Bobby Thomas.
Oh, no.
Bobby Thomas.
Yeah, okay.
So, Randy wins.
We talked him
into it. We have an upset in our hands. Randy. Winner today. Congrats,
1976.
Randy.
Wonder Mons will go down forever.
He said it was good luck. Shut up, Tibble.
One of the best. Awesome. What's the last question?
Here's the last
for the governor.
This is for the governor.
There's actually 2 questions. Okay, last one is, what then Southwest Conference team did Nebraska beat 27-24 in the 76 Blue Bonnet Bowl to finish the season at 9-3? Who was that?
Texas Tech.
Was it Texas Tech? Yes, of course it was.
Brilliant.
Yes. And I'm getting Bill involved here. You guys,
Bill's involved.
Over under Bill's number here. Good luck with this one, Bill. Nebraska played at Hawaii prior to the bowl game in 1976, a 68-3 win for Nebraska. How many miles is it from Lincoln to Honolulu, where Hawaii plays?
2,469.
Over under that.
6,000 miles.
Okay. What do you say, Sip?
I'll go over.
It's in the middle. 3,786 miles.
So bad. Okay.
Hey, not bad. Not a bad guess.
Wow, he put you on the spot.
I did. Yeah. Kind of jumped on me a little bit.
Bill has been to Hawaii many times. How many times have you been to Hawaii, Bill?
Probably about 25. Used to be my recruiting area, and I go to American Samoa, too. And so that was fun, getting over into the South Pacific.
We took an L.
You did. That's okay.
That's all right. That stuff happens.
Well, he would have had Butterfield, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just went Wonder Mons on that one.
Yeah, he had Butter on that one. Is there any chance here why we still have the governor here at that? Obviously, it's pretty obvious like that. We know he's involved, obviously, with pork. Any chance we can give, if we have the 6th caller, a free box of pork chops? can we do that for the caller?
Pork loins.
Pork loins. A free box of pork loins if you're the 6th caller. Like that, that'd be incredible.
Sounds good.
Sounds really good. Would that be like a Windsor loin? Would that be the same thing?
Oh, yes.
We could make it any.
We can do anything you want. That. So yeah. We'll have a box of you. If you're the sixth caller, call in and we'll announce the winner. Thank you, Governor,
you
for doing that.
You need to come in more. This has been incredibly natural.
It's been fun.
God, it's the skill set
you belong
of him
here.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
He's got to think on his feet.
He's rested.
You guys are the best. Hey, I got a good night's sleep.
He got a good night's sleep.
I grabbed 4.5 last night.
Yeah, so,
but, he was, yeah, you guys are great. Thanks for keeping alive. It's a big deal. All of us Nebraskans love our athletics. We love our Nebraska football. We love our women's volleyball and all the kids and such support. So the more it's important everybody realize what a big deal that is for our kids and what a big deal it is for the state of Nebraska. It's 100%. Gigantic. It brings us together. It's one of the things we believe in, so many things together in Nebraska, but we love to cheer our Huskers on all together. It's a cool deal.
It's crazy. We get a bunch of listeners to the show because of what Steve and Jake built here, but they listen because of Nebraska. It's incredible fans. It's not just that's why they listen and so passionately. So we're very lucky.
I love to say it all the time. We are Nebraska. It's important. We're proud as heck of that.
That's great.
Awesome.
Governor Pillins, thanks for the hour. Guys. We'll see you again soon. Thanks so much. Sean Callahan's next for hour three, an early break of the ticket.
That was unbelievable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.